Hello and welcome to CDH Conversations. My name is Emily West and I'm a director in CDH's Trust and Estates Department. With me today is Gretchen Barquez and Barbosa, who heads up the department and is also a director at CDH. Welcome, Gretchen. Thanks for joining the conversation.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you, viewers and listeners, for joining us for this episode of the CDH Women Empowerment Podcast Series. We are so pleased to be able to discuss this topic that is so close to our hearts with you today.
Gretchen and I specialize in the area of estate administration and trusts. Gretchen was recently ranked Band 1 for private wealth by Law Chambers 2024, and so was our practice. This is something that we're very proud of. Gretchen, please tell us a bit about yourself, your background, and how you got into this area of expertise.
Thanks, Emily. I think for me, going all the way back when I started studying, my father was a magistrate all his working career, and my mother was actually a deceased estate controller at the Pretoria Master's Office. She was actually the first female examiner that was appointed. So I've always been surrounded by individuals that were in the legal field. So I was always going to go that way. It was just a matter of finding the area of specialization that suited me best. So I have a BCom LLB LLM from the University of the Free State. And I think where my first exposure really began to this fiduciary field is the last year of my LLB degree. We had an elective for financial planning law, which really piqued my interest. And I think what kind of sealed the deal was the preparation for the administration of estates exam, which is part of our board exam, being admitted as attorneys. And I realized that this was something I could do, and it really piqued my interest. Here, Emily, so you and I are basically business owners. We manage and grow our practice area within the greater CDH firm. I'm also a mother and a wife, and therefore it's very close to our heart to have this discussion about female entrepreneurs and business owners, because we know what challenges they face, and it's so important for us to get the importance of estate planning out there. Emily, you and I have worked together for almost 10 years, so we know each other pretty well. Obviously, the viewers and the listeners are not familiar with you. Tell us a little bit more about your journey to get here.
So I'm from Pietermaritzburg originally. I studied at UKZN in Pietermaritzburg, and my exposure to the firm was during 2012, where I was invited to attend the Ember Vacation Program. I was shortly thereafter offered articles at the firm. And obviously during that time, I had exposure to the Trust and Estates Department and worked with Gretchen for 6 months. Thereafter, I was invited to be an associate at the firm. I've then followed the trajectory of becoming a senior associate. And then I was recently promoted to a director in the department. My exposure to this area of expertise came when I was studying. The subjects at varsity I really enjoyed. They played to my areas of strength. And I particularly enjoy this area because it's dynamic. There are various aspects of law that we attend to, various jurisdictions. Every estate is different. Therefore, every interaction with clients is different. So it never gets boring. It's a really nice area of law, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Right, Emily, shall we get into a little bit more specific context?
Absolutely, Gretchen. So as you've said, we are women in business. So female empowerment is particularly important to us. And a part of female empowerment is getting or helping females to get their personal estate planning in order. So Gretchen, why is estate planning important, and what role does it play in community development and social change in the greater scheme of things?
Well, I think, Emily, that it's very important for us to realize the pivotal role that women-owned businesses and women entrepreneurial programs play within the South African economy at this day and age. So I think estate planning at its core ensures that the continuation of that woman-owned business for the heirs of that female business owner or entrepreneur. So really, if done correctly, estate planning can ensure the continuation of that business, and the way that that is done by using certain bespoke estate duty documents, so estate planning documents. So for example, they include bespoke business succession plans, drafting of specific last wills and testaments, etc. And the aim of these documents is really to put in place practical measures that's aimed at specific individuals and also directed at the executor of the woman common business owner's deceased estate, and that would be done by way of a last will and testament. And these provisions are really aimed at ensuring the continuation of this legacy that is created by the female business owner, so that this business is able to continue and thrive even when the female business owner is no longer there. So the continuity and the continuation of these businesses are what's important and the core of our estate planning focus here.
Obviously, in our economy, the importance of job creation and sustainability cannot be overemphasized, and estate planning obviously has a vital role to play in this regard. Gretchen, what are the unique challenges that women in business face when coming to estate planning?
Emily, I think our challenges are very simple, actually. As I've said, we all fulfill multiple roles. We're trying to be successful business owners. We're being moms, partners, spouses. We want to be active and provide a meaningful contribution in our community, in our churches, etc. So we have all of these roles to juggle. And I think our lives just get too busy. We just don't have enough time to set aside to really focus on estate planning because, unfortunately, it's not a priority for a lot of female business owners. So it's just to find the time, to make the time to have a look at your estate planning documents and to update that on a regular basis. I think also, unfortunately, there is a lack of knowledge about the advantages of estate planning for women specifically. So that is something that's unfortunate and that we definitely need to focus on and change. And I think the third problem that we're facing at this point in time is for female business owners really to identify and find fiduciary experts that they feel comfortable with, that they're able to build a relationship with, that they really can work with. So that is a problem in our fiduciary field at the moment.
Gretchen, it's very important, obviously, for women to make the time in their schedules to consider their last will and testaments, to consider their assets, their heirs, and their family structure. As a practical tip, we often recommend that individuals prepare what we call a life file, where they take a month and a year and they put together their assets and liabilities and personal information so that when the time comes, it makes it very easy for their heirs to pick up a file and hand it to whomever is going to be attending to the administration of their estate. So it becomes an annual custom to keep these records up to date. It also brings your attention to make changes and updates when things in your life, you know, change and the circumstances are different. While every estate is unique, Gretchen, and obviously every estate needs its own bespoke planning and consideration for circumstances, etc. Let's have a conversation about the thing that's on everyone's mind, which is death and taxes.
Yes, I think so, Emily. That's always the question on everybody's mind is how do we save the taxes? So there are, of course, a number of structures and methods that we could possibly implement. I think just to reiterate what you were saying, Emily, I think there is unfortunately not a one-size-fits-all estate planning solution. What is practical and suitable for one female entrepreneur or business owners would be completely impractical for another. So I think it's very important that you sit down with someone that is knowledgeable and able to advise you on the structures and methods that is suitable for your specific circumstances. Female business owners also conduct business through different corporate structures, whether that's PTYs or trusts, closed corporations, and of course that will also affect the way that you approach the estate planning plan as a whole. There are a couple of things in general under certain circumstances could be helpful when you're trying to plan your estate most effectively from a tax perspective. So that could be the bespoke use of trusts or corporate entities that could be local or offshore. There are, of course, certain investment products that could be very useful. Also, the use of certain life insurance policies, whether that's local or offshore again. There are also, most importantly, I think, the structuring of your will in a correct and practical manner. There's also effective management of your direct offshore investment. Concepts like situs taxes, etc., has to be considered by your estate planner when the estate plan is put together and managed on an annual basis from there to provide for things like liquidity for those additional taxes that may be payable in offshore jurisdictions. And I think that lastly, it's very important to have a knowledgeable executor or at least a knowledgeable estate administrator these individuals will know what deductions and rebates are available in the different jurisdictions with regards to death taxes, etc. So they are actively looking where these deductions and rebates are applicable so that your estate doesn't pay taxes that it actually doesn't need to because of a lack of knowledge of your administrator. Maybe just to conclude that little discussion section, Emily, I think that a lot of people are always focused on tax, but tax should never be your one and only consideration. Tax is an important aspect and we don't want to be paying more taxes than we need to, but it should never be your only consideration.
Yeah, agreed. So it is abundantly clear that of vital importance when starting your estate planning journey is finding someone who you can work with. That's someone during your lifetime who can set up an estate structure that is suitable for your purposes while you're alive, but also with forward thought to after you've passed away, but also to find someone who can administer your estate effectively and efficiently to the benefit of your heirs. As Gretchen has said, looking for opportunities to save costs and taxes where possible. And so the principal consideration when starting out is who are you going to instruct? Who are you going to start the estate planning relationship with? And that's, we can't overstress that relationship. So Gretchen, what is your vision for the future and women-owned businesses with regards to estate planning?
Again, quite simple, Emily. I would be happy to see an environment where estate plans for female-owned businesses and female entrepreneurs are the norm and not the exception to the rule, which is unfortunately what we are seeing in practice. Having worked with a number of these remarkable women, it's wonderful to see the peace of mind that a proper bespoke estate plan gives them, to know that the legacy and their vision that they've worked so hard to create during their lifetime is carried forward for their generations to enjoy and to benefit from. We cannot reiterate how absolutely important and vital it is to have proper estate planning to ensure that that benefit is carried forward for future generations.
Thanks, Gretchen. And thank you, viewers and listeners, for joining us for another episode of CDH Conversations.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.